It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning. A little AM KM. How about it? Let me see if I know how to do this. A five-hour AM KM. Sure, you're right. Plenty of sports to talk. Maybe I'll come up with some games and some segments and stuff to take us off the beaten path. No, we can stay on the beaten path. It's WFAN. We're supposed to have a sports talk show, and there's plenty to unpack. I mean, people want to talk baseball, though. It's baseball time. I would like to talk about the NBA. And then there's a bunch of random things to talk about in between, too. Of course, the Giants and John Harbaugh, Michael Jordan. The Daytona 500, not him scratching a little kid's back and doing whatever he was doing. But inside the 12 o'clock hour on the Fan, the only way to do the overnight is to drink coffee. Especially if you're coming off of a weekend, and I have two things for the open that aren't sports related, but we'll get there. We got 5 hours. Like, the only way to do this shift is off of coffee or energy drinks. And I've stopped doing the energy drinks. I used to have a subscription on Amazon to the Celsius, like big package with like 12 of them in it. And I started getting the jitters, having some heart palpitations. I cut that. But like yesterday now, it's Tuesday, February 17th. Yesterday, I got up 7 a.m. and I tried to sleep. If you follow me on Instagram, Twitter, I tried to put together a little video of like my naps. You can't really nap. And I'm so excitable when it comes time to talk sports, to get on air, get on mic, get on camera. And I don't think we're on camera tonight. No YouTube tonight, which is perfectly fine. Just listen on the free Odyssey app or in your cars. 101.9 FM, 660 AM. But like when I try to bring my thoughts to nothing, to counting sheep, to Z's, you know, snoring, I can't do it. Definitely not during the daylight hours. I tried to sleep at 3. I end up getting up around like 4, going to the gym. And then just now, a couple hours ago, I get in the bed like 9. I'm like, all right, I'm going to sleep till 11. 10:30, I'm out of the bed. Pack my stuff up to drive in. And I'm like, man, let's rock. Let's do it. I will crash when I'm going to crash. We're coming off of another three-day weekend. And I was thinking about these three-day weekends. And they're needed for this seasonal depression. I don't know if you guys get seasonal depression. I know I get it. I know my wife gets it. We get it for two different reasons. She gets it because of the cold, because of the snow, because of the short days. I get it because football is over. I get it because, like, now 2 days ago, a whole day where there's no snaps, there's no plays, there's no throws, there's no tackle. Like, I start thinking about how long it is until football comes back. And like that seasonal depression starts to kick in for me like in the bowl season. And then it really starts to hit now with the college football playoff. The college football playoff ends and it's like, damn, there's only one game left. I start itching. I start getting like, yo, what are we supposed to do? I love football. I love the game. And I'm also a baseball fan. So, I mean, at least baseball is here now. But, like, seasonal depression for me is football season ending and thinking about all the football seasons of your life that have passed. And, damn, do we need baseball back? But, yes, the overnight. I've listened to the overnight probably every night that I've done a show at WFAN. I think it's impossible to do the nighttime shift and then just get in the car. What do you listen to in the car on the ride home? WFAN. I mean, there were some nights I remember I would like listen to a hip hop album or something, but like, no, for the most part, I listened to Sal Akata's show a lot when he followed me. I listened to Big Mac's show a lot, especially being a Yankee fan. Shout out to Big Mac. Super happy for Big Mac. Craig, let him rock, Craig. And let him actually rock, Craig. I'm happy for Uncle Craig as well. I heard he challenged me today. We'll get to that later. But yeah, I listen to this show, whether it's Al Cintron, who I guess I'm technically filling in for, but I don't have to say I'm filling in for Al Cintron because nobody has been hired as the full-time overnight host. So, you know, also I got to say that I'm not above doing overnights. I know there are some people that seem to think that, oh, you're doing overnights now? Yeah, I'm filling in. I'll fill in whenever WFAN needs. I'm happy to be here. And I'm able to be here. I'm not able to be the full-time overnight host, so I'm not, like, trying out for the spot. But what I wanted to say about the overnight is that I'm familiar with some of the callers, loopy on the late night, and that's what makes the overnights. What makes the overnights is you don't know what you're going to get conversation-wise. You don't know who's going to call. You don't know where we're going to go, and it makes it fun. It's a little looser than the daytime parts. There's not as many commercial breaks, not as many ads, definitely not as many segments either. And so I'm looking forward to it. I was pumped last week when I filled in for Al last week on short notice, and I said, to me, I just thought it was cool that I could say I've done the morning show, I've done the midday show, I've done the afternoon drive, the nighttime, and now the overnight. It was like collecting Infinity Stones. It was like collecting Dragon Balls. I haven't done the warm-up show, but I don't think I'll ever do the warm-up show. It's an hour, and I mean, you guys know what follows this. It'll be Al and Jerry doing that. So 888-808-1019, just killing some time as we're going to get into what everybody's gotten into for the last, I don't know, 12, 20 hours, something like that. The Mets, the Yankees, spring training, Steve Cohen has spoken, and so has the captain, Aaron Judge. And, you know, I do want to play the audio. I do want you to hear it, and you probably heard it from Loogie's show. I just heard Loogie play Judge speaking, and shout out to Loogie, too. Can I put Loogie over? Shout out to Loogie with After Hours. I love the branding behind it because this is the city that never sleeps, and if you've ever been out in New York, pre-pandemic, after the pandemic, things have changed a little bit. But you know, you can find a bar, a club, a place to get a drink, a place to eat, a place to bop. And, you know, him with that EDM feel. If you know anything about me, I'm from the Shore area. And before EDM became mainstream, when they used to just call it techno and trance, you know, that vibe, that culture, that club life, Tiesto's club life. Shout out to, like, I was at Tiesto's concert in Asbury Park in 2010, when people were still shook to go to Asbury Park. Now Asbury Park is building up Miami-style condos. But yeah, shout out to Loogie with his overnight or his after hours leading into the overnight, really, you know, getting comfortable and you know, trying new segments out and really crafting his own lane and his own style. And I like it. I like the EDM feel. And I might not agree with everything he says, which we'll probably get into some of that tonight. But I don't agree with a lot of things that a lot of the hosts say on WFAN. We all have our own opinions. We all have our own allegiances. We're all grown men with our thoughts and takes. And maybe you'll call up tonight and give me your thoughts and takes. We can have it out man to man, man to woman, as we pass this time through the AM. So let's get into it. You know, these two teams couldn't be more different. The Yankees and the Mets couldn't be more opposite, in my opinion. As more things change, the more things stay the same, right? And a lot of people want to talk about the Yankees roster staying pretty much the same. This is the same team. And my message to you is this. It's the same team, but it's the same messaging. As we heard Cody Bellinger today talking about winning a championship and wanting a parade and yada, yada, yada. Like, every single year, that is what the Yankees do. You don't hear that coming out of the Tampa Bay Rays training camp. You don't hear that coming out of, you don't even hear that coming out of like the Padres camp. Like the Yankees every single year, the mission statement is win the World Series or it's a failure. World Series or nada. And so to me, with them running it back, which I started to lean more into the unfinished business after I heard Aaron Boone speaking here about how they felt after last year. They felt really good about the team. They were winning every day. And I know they had some bums on their schedules, whether it's, you know, the Twins or the Orioles or the White Sox or whomever. This group, they wanted to run back because of the chemistry, the cohesion, and the camaraderie. The Mets did not have that. And it was clear to see. It wasn't just the pitching. It wasn't just injuries. It was that these guys were not pulling all on the same rope. They weren't all in lockstep. And you might not feel like that matters, right? People always joke about the power of friendship. Like, oh, I really hope the power of friendship wins the Yankees the World Series this year. Okay. Well, I really hope the power of friendship does win the Yankees the World Series. And maybe if this Mets group can bond, they can make the postseason. I repeat, make the postseason. as we're talking about Steve Cohen today and Steve Cohen being the best owner in baseball, he hasn't had a team make back-to-back postseasons. He smoked $350 million on the team last year that didn't make the dance. He put the largest contract in the history of sports together for one player in Juan Soto, and you didn't even get to see his postseason prowess. So if I'm him, I'm annoyed. I'm upset. But talk is cheap, man. You're rich. Talk is cheap. You have to keep spending. You have to keep building. You have to keep trying things. But all in all, you're still figuring it out. Money can't buy you that knowledge. Money also can't buy you that result. If you heard my show on Saturday, I talked about how much the game has changed. Because I get real tired of people talking about everybody can do what the Dodgers are doing. Hell no, they can't. And I will break it down for you tonight. I spent a lot of time looking into what the Dodgers do. Whether it's ChatGPT that I read it from or I just tell you from the top of my head what I know, nobody else in baseball can do what the Dodgers do. And the Yankees can't mimic what they do either, and they're not trying to. And for those of you that live in yesteryear of the Yankees being the evil empire, those days are long gone. As you hear Aaron Judge today talk about, we're the New York Yankees. No, we were the New York Yankees, Judge. We were the New York Yankees. Forget about that. You should know best. You should know best in your time here, which is coming up on 10 years, one World Series appearance, and an embarrassing defeat at that. The game has changed. I went into a list, and I'll run through it again, because maybe you weren't listening Saturday, Valentine's Day, between 1 and 6 p.m., but I said, the game has changed. There's a Japanese unicorn in the game who can pitch and hit. There never was a player like that in Major League Baseball. He makes more money off the field than anyone in the game. Maybe if you combined everyone in the game and their endorsements, it would equal what Ohtani's making. We don't even actually really know what Ohtani is making because it's global. You know, that whole investigation with ePay and whatnot, there's only one player that gets around all of that. Give it time. But anyway, I don't want to go down that. You know what I'm saying? Like, all that bank stuff, all that, like, I didn't believe half of that. But because it's Ohtani, if the golden goose is out of the game, everybody loses. So he's able to defer $68 million a year and only take home $2 million, which enables the Dodgers to go out and get whomever they want. As I heard Judge talk about the offseason being brutal and we got to go get guys, well, who did you want, Judge? If I'm the reporter there, the follow-up question is, who did you want? Edwin Diaz? Kyle Tucker? No, the Yankees were never in on those guys. They weren't in on Bo Bichette. They checked on him. They weren't going to get Kyle Schwarber. They weren't going to get Dylan Cease. They weren't going to get Tatsuya Imai. They weren't going to get Michael King. There was a long list of Yankees for clicks. But ultimately, you get Trent Grisham, and Judge leaned into that. We'll get the audio. I'm going to finish my open. We'll get the audio, and we're taking your calls as well. 888-808-1019 if you'd like to talk sports, specifically New York baseball, the Mets, and the Yankees to open us up here in this 5-hour AM, KM overnight. Baseball is completely different than the game we watched growing up. I don't care how old you are listening to my voice, unless you're, I don't know, under 10. And even so, the game is different for you. Follow me. There's a universal DH now. That wasn't always the case. Mets fans and Yankee fans. I think I joked about Chan-Ming Wong and Tanaka and how they both got hurt running the bases. And that wouldn't happen if there was a universal DH. There's a balanced schedule now where everybody plays everybody. That wasn't the case. You played your division. Was it 19 times against each team in your division? Now, there is no more interleague where we used to be pumped up about we're going to play the National League West and these teams are coming to Yankee Stadium and we're going to see those teams. No, everybody plays everybody because you got to bring the unicorn around. You got to bring Aaron Judge around. There's an extra wild card. And now a wild card round that's a best out of three. And the one seed in each league gets a bye. That didn't exist. The path to a World Series has completely changed. There's a ghost runner on second base when you get to extra innings in the regular season. Where'd they do that at? The Manfred man on second. Why? Who needed that? Casuals. and people that wanted to, hey, speed the game up. When I go to Yankee Stadium, or at least when I used to, and I'll return to that this year because I won't be leaving after the ninth inning. I used to say, until they kick us out. We don't have to go home. As long as those trains are running, we're not, you know, there's nowhere to go. We're not in a rush. Oh, now we need a ghost runner on second to wrap this thing up. Whatever, that's different. And that's never going away. But you know it's Fugazi because when the postseason comes, they don't do that. When the postseason comes, you can get an 18-inning game between the Blue Jays and Dodgers that takes a home run to win it. No Manfred man on second. Guys coming out of the bullpen got to face three batters minimum. You can't throw over to second base or you can't throw over to first base more than a second time. And then they award them second base. The bases are bigger. They've banned the shift. There's a pitch clock now. Hurry it up. Be in the box. There's a pitch calm now. Oh, what pitch is he going to throw? Don't need to put a finger down, two fingers down. That's done. And now they just said that the first base and third base coaches got to stay in the box because of sign stealing. But yet, the main culprits of sign stealing, the Houston Astros, all of those guys were able to, you know, walk free and nothing really happened to them. The game is different. You can't even watch the game on the same channels now. You got to have four different streaming packages. Amazon Prime, Peacock, Gotham app, now Netflix, to watch baseball. It should be on regular cable, basic cable. And this year, get ready for the challenge system, the ABS system, automatic balls and strikes. A guy like Chris Sale said he's not going to use it. Most teams are going to have their catchers use it. But we'll see. It's going to change the game. I think it's going to add a flair and some dramatics. But what I'm getting at is it's not 1986 anymore. How the Mets won it with that group of guys, which those guys weren't best friends either. They didn't necessarily love each other either. I think they had a little more camaraderie than last year's bunch or the year before. And it's also not 2009, where you can go out in the offseason and just stack the deck, load up a team, and on paper, who's beating these guys, and they can actually see it all the way through. So when we take this break and we come back, we'll take your calls, but I do want to play Steve Cohen, the billionaire owner. And I want you to hear, again, what he had to say, and we'll react to it. And then that'll kind of set the stage for everything else that's going to come. And then I want you to hear the captain of the New York Yankees, Aaron Judge, talk today. And Aaron Judge is a company man. Aaron Judge went to the Jeterian school of answering the media. He knows what to say to the fans. He knows the media is a channel that is going directly to the fans. He knows he's not talking to those reporters and it stays in-house. But he also knows, like, hey, I got to say certain things to get the fans, you know, on our side because a lot of these fans are upset. A lot of these fans don't want the Yankees to just run it back. But then I also got to lean into, you know, the decisions that the team made because I'm on the team and I'm the leader of the team and off we go. So off we go. 888-808-1019. We will talk all about spring training, some of the names to watch for, some of the guys that are popping up, some of the questions, some of the position battles, some young guys that are popping up on the scene. And then we will get into probably NBA All-Star Weekend, my thoughts and takes there. And then all these different little things that are popping up with the Giants and the draft and John Harbaugh. And we'll pass the time. There's some news in the NFL as well, some cuts being made. And I think everybody right now in the NFL is getting ready for the combine, the draft, and what's to come there. Keith McPherson on the fan. We're about 20 minutes in. An AM cam. You've got me till 5 a.m., I need all the night crawlers, all the night owls that call the overnight, loopy in the late night. Call me up. Let's talk sports. We'll be right back.